Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Legacy still working to exit federal watch list. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center is showing improvement, but still isn't ready to come off a federal watch list. The Gillette News Record reported, according to recent March surveys from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the facility remains under Special Focus Facility status, a designation for nursing homes with serious quality concerns and increased oversight. The Legacy was placed on that list in March of 2025 following two resident deaths and staffing issues that led to paused admissions. The facility resumed taking new residents earlier this year. Hospital officials told the board in April that the Legacy received 14 total citations across three required surveys, including health, emergency preparedness, and life safety. Most were considered low severity, with only one high-level citation. To graduate from the program, the facility must record 12 or fewer citations with no high-severity issues across two consecutive surveys, a benchmark it has not yet met. Administrators say the facility is trending in the right direction with improvements in dementia care and staff retention, but acknowledge more work is needed before it can exit the program. Wyoming delegation split as House passes new farm bill. Wyoming's lone U.S. House representative is breaking with some agricultural leaders after Congress passed a sweeping new farm bill. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026 cleared the House on Thursday on a 224-200 vote, with Harriet Hageman among just three Republicans voting against it. Hageman says the bill contains too much bloat driven by special interests, arguing it could hurt producers, and fails to address waste within federal agricultural programs. But the Wyoming Farm Bureau is backing the legislation. President Todd Fornstrom says the bill supports rural communities, expands access to credit, and invests in infrastructure like water systems, childcare, and rural health care. The bill also includes provisions to reduce wildfire risk and ease barriers for beginning farmers. An amendment from Hageman, the Grasslines Grazing Act, was added to align grazing permits on federal lands. Meanwhile, a controversial proposal to allow year-round sales of E15 fuel was stripped out and will be considered separately. The farm bill now heads to the Senate, where lawmakers are expected to take it up in the coming weeks. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.